Oh, what a gut-wrenching night at the U.S. Open. Center court turned into a boxing ring. Rafael Nadal, drenched in sweat, his fingers covered in Band-Aids, facing the newcomer, Russia's Daniil Medvedev, punching the ball back and forth like prize fighters in a five-set, nearly five-hour match. Finally, Nadal collapsed, spread-eagled and victorious.
Nadal! 3-6-2.
And many of us watching hadn't yet recovered from the emotional day before. Serena Williams failing to win her 24th singles title, falling to the 19-year-old Canadian Bianca Andreescu, who seemingly came from nowhere. David Wallstein of the New York Times covered it all. David, Nadal, Medvedev, some of the best tennis you've ever seen?
Yeah, it was some of the most compelling tennis I've ever seen. At times, the quality of play wasn't at its height, but that was okay because they were trying so hard. And the swings in that match were incredible. I mean, at first I thought, okay, Nadal's winning in three sets, no problem. Then after Medvedev's comeback, I was like, oh, he's going to win. And I actually started writing in a panic. I started writing a Daniil Medvedev upsets Rafael Nadal story. And then Nadal breaks his serve back again in the fifth set. What an event.
Yeah. Well, talk about Medvedev for a second. Nadal did win the first two sets. Do you think we actually watched this, you know, newcomer who had been, you know, the bad guy over the week? He'd flipped the finger to the crowd. He was nasty to a ball boy, took a towel. He taunted the crowd, you know. Come on, boomy. Something happened, though, in the middle of this. Did we watch somebody become a player they hadn't been before?
Well, I don't know if he became a player, but I think what happened was people actually saw the real Daniil Medvedev. The sort of ornery guy that was taunting the crowd, that was an aberration. I mean, he said... Yeah. He told the fans afterwards, he said, you know, during the third set, I was thinking about what I was going to say in my loser's speech for 20 minutes.
As you say, though, he also seemed to, you know, go into a new gear of play. But Nadal persevered and wept at the end when they showed video from his previous 19 titles. This is his fourth U.S. Open. Where does this put him, do you think?
Oh, he's going to pass Federer next year, I think, or at least catch. He's going to catch Federer next year. I don't think Federer would be the favorite to win the Australian Open. So if he doesn't, Nadal would be the overwhelming favorite to win the French Open. And that would tie him with Federer at 20.
But you have to watch out for newcomers like Medvedev, which I just want to ask you, Serena Williams is well aware of now. Here we had Canada's Bianca Andreescu beating Serena Williams. Serena didn't seem on her game. You know, comment on that just briefly.
You know, this is the fourth straight time that Serena Williams, since she's come back from giving birth, has reached a final, but then can't even win a set in those finals. She's 0-8 in sets in those finals. So I think nerves get the better part of her in the finals. It's just so intense because she's trying to catch Margaret Court with 24 Grand Slam titles.
Right. Well, and then you also had that 19-year-old, really something, Bianca Andreescu.
She was something. Andreescu is a fierce, fierce competitor. She's not afraid of anything, and she's going to win a lot more of these.
David Wallstein of the New York Times, thanks so much.
You are welcome. Thank you.